Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Hello, Sam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good this morning. I'm keen to hear about ramen today.
Yes, ramen. It's one of those things where everyone's got their own favorite spot, and they've got the way that they order it and how dense they want their noodles, and they'll take their friends along to a new joint that they've never been before. It's one of those ones.
I would like to know straight off the bat what the listeners' favourite ramen spots are, slash also what to order from them, because as you said, people feel very passionately about it, you know, like almost competitively.
Actually, though, like there's chains on comments online that like kind of diss and also hype up certain ramen joints.
So text us your faves. We would like to hear from you, 5395. So tell us a bit about ramen.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit.
Back in time.
Yeah. So kind of the first ramen joint that opened up was in 1910.
Wow.
And yeah, in Yokohama in Japan. And how it started was during this time, the restaurant owner hired 12 Cantonese chefs from the Yokohama Chinatown, and they started a noodle shop. And because of the influence of the Chinese during in the establishment, they kind of created flavors that were very much Chinese noodles.
Okay.
Yeah. So up until 1950s, it was called Shina Soba, which means China noodle.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, and since then, it's kind of grown heaps. But let's talk about how ramen came to be.
I've got to say, this is like a way... I had in my head that this had been around for a really, really long time. 1910 is way later than I thought, so I'm already learning something today.
Yeah, I mean, well, noodle soup has been around for way longer, but I think what we know of ramen, which is a texture, chewy noodle, a meat broth, and char siu, or with an egg, is relatively new and modern.
Okay.
Yeah. So in 1948, when Japan lost World War II, the U.S. occupied Japan, and during this time, there was really bad agriculture, and Japan recorded its worst rice harvest.
Ooh,
so
wow.
The U.S. had control of the food distribution and had immense supply of wheat. So with the increase of wheat and the affordability of wheat, the Japanese started utilizing it more and taking it further. Instead of just making bread, they were making noodles. And that's kind of how it got populated.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and once... because rationing was so bad and the government was about 20 days behind in food rationing, a lot of the black market ramen noodle shops were popping up.
Ooh.
And stores. 90% of these stores were owned by the Yakuza.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
mafia black noodles.
Mafia noodles, yeah. I guess when the restrictions started lifting, the popularity of noodles were growing, and the U.S. marketed the health properties of wheat and also protein and meat broths, and that kind of encouraged a lot of entrepreneurship, and that kind of made ramen into urban life in Japan.
Wow, okay, that's such an interesting history. And in my mind I was like, this must have been around for a really long time. That's so recent.
Mm.
And how did it get kind of international? How did it sort of like spread across other countries as well?
Yeah, so post-World War, a lot of the Chinese from Japan left Japan and kind of took it to other parts of Asia. And then kind of it got populated then, but also the invention of instant noodles. So in 1958, the invention of instant noodles kind of spread that word of ramen being available to everyone.
And if you want more on instant noodles, you can listen back to BCast from a couple of weeks ago, where Sam gave us such a good in-depth on the instant noodle as a phenomenon. We've already got some texts coming in from people's favourite ramen spots. A few for Ramen Takata in Ponsonby.
Oh, yes.
We've also... You went somewhere last night. Where was that
yes,
again?
I went to Ramen Do, one of the OG ramen joints in Auckland.
Someone agrees with you there.
Some texts about Ramen Do.
Yeah.
Where are some of your favourite places to get ramen?
My absolute favourite at the moment is Tan Po Po in the bottom of the CBD on Anzac Ave.
I know it well.
Yeah.
I've never been there, so what's the one to order when you go there?
The miso ramen. skip everything else, get the miso ramen.
So for the different kinds of broths and the different types of ramen that are out there, what are some of like the absolute classics that you'd find at most ramen places, or that, you know, would be seen as like the pillars of ramen?
Yeah, so let's go back to like what makes a good ramen.
Yes. Right?
So what do you guys think makes a good ramen?
Just yum.
Yeah, like, yum
so
factor.
Basic. I just want it to be yum, you know? Yeah.
So it's chewy noodles, and the chewy noodles need to be made a very specific way. So it's made with wheat, salt, flour, wheat flour, salt, water, and an alkaline solution. So kansui, which is a water that is filled with calcium sulfate, which adds alkalinity to the dough, and it makes the noodles stretchy without using egg. So the yellow hue comes from this alkaline water. And this kind of this method was invented in Mongolia, where they used a very specific mineral water from a specific lake. And then that idea of creating chewy noodles without the addition of egg was invented.
That's so interesting. I hadn't really ever thought about them being eggless. I'm not one of those people who has to fortunately worry about that stuff. But that totally makes sense that would be why it is chewy without having that in there.
Yeah. And a good ramen should always be the focus around the noodle itself. And the broth is meant to just help that, or the toppings is meant to just help you keep the noodles exciting. So it's kind of, that's why you get a little bit.
The noodle is the star.
100%. Yeah. So it's like, that's why you have a little bit of the toppings. You take a bite of the pickled or brined bamboo, then you take a slurp of noodles, then you just get a spoon of soup, and then you get a bit of meat, and then you go back to the noodles. So it's all about the noodles. And the other thing that makes it really great is the base. So every ramen shop will have their own broth that they make. And usually it's either chicken or pork based. And then on the menu, you also see sometimes it says shio, shoyu, miso, or kare. So those are those four common ones. Basically, is the addition of the broth, the noodle, and either if it's shio, it means salt. If it's shoyu, it's soy sauce. If it's miso, it's with miso paste. And then if it's kare, it's a kare ramen.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So that's good. It's a good basic place to start there. We've had some more texts, and someone said, my favourite ramen is in Osaka. It was very flash of you to have travelled. And their favourite in Auckland is Ramen Do on Simon Street as well. They like Chop Chop for fusion ramen. I've never been to Chop Chop, but I've heard other people say it's good. I personally loved the one that used to be in Mercury Plaza, RIP, and someone told me it's moved somewhere in Auckland, but I haven't been able to find anything out about it. So if anyone knows where the ramen place that was in Mercury Plaza has gone, please text me, because I miss it. It was my favourite. So,
I'm keen to know that one as well.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it was called. It used to just be Mercury Plaza Ramen in my head. So if someone else knows, please let me know, because I'm desperate to get back there. Any other hot ramen tips? Any things that you think people should try out if they're feeling a little bit adventurous, or places that you think, you know, are underrated and need a bit of loving?
Well, I like when I order, or if I'm trying out a new ramen joint, I'll generally go with the most plain and clean flavor. So like generally I'll order the salt base, so shio. Just that way I can like identify the quality of the noodle and the broth itself.
I see.
It's like ordering a margarita pizza at a pizzeria.
Yeah.
Other places, I don't know, give it all a go. I think everyone's kind of got their own strengths, and some places are more known for their toppings, their noodles or their broths. So yeah.
Just try it out.
Zulzul on Mount Eden Road is my absolute favourite.
Yeah, that's a good spot as well. There's so many, we're so lucky. There's so many nice noodle places.
I do like Zulzul because they come from a fine dining background. They used to be the owners of, or some of the chefs worked at Kazuya, which is a fine dining Japanese restaurant. Oh. And they've applied a lot of that technique to modernise their broth. So a lot of black garlic and yuzu and beautiful chili oils. And yeah, they've modernised it as well.
I didn't know that.
Yum. Well, there you go. You've got posh taste there, Zoe. Thank you very much, Sam. I've loved talking about ramen this morning. I'm extremely hungry now, as I always am after this segment finishes. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.